Hey everyone, welcome to episode 42 of the Talk on the Rocks podcast. I'm here with my co-host Jack. How's it going, buddy?
Just doing great right now.
Yeah, you're hanging in there. You having a quick drink on the rocks, are you?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh man, we got these fucking this like kit for it.
And yeah, I'm like using a cocktail kit.
Yeah, it came with a glass. It came with the. It's got the mold that you can make like the ice into a ball.
Nice. Is that what you have there? You can't see that. Looks like a pretty fancy glass there.
Oh, it's cool, man. It was like $10 too.
So what's cheap. What's this drink that you're drinking now?
This is just absolute apple vodka. No mix.
Oh, on the rocks.
No mix. Nice.
I'm just going to call it a hard sparkling soda because I actually really like this drink and I'd like them to sponsor the podcast at one point. So I'm not going to mention their name. But I've got this hard sparkling soda, and then last night I threw in the freezer these big ass ice cubes with wine and strawberries in it. So got a good flavor combo going for a casual drink on the rocks.
That's cool, man. Does it freeze well?
Okay, so this was the thing. Like, I knew if I just threw vodka in there, it probably wouldn't freeze. It'd just
no,
chill.
It doesn't freeze.
But I threw in half wine. The ice cube doesn't have that much liquor in it. It's more just for flavor. It's half wine, half juice, and then just cut up some strawberries in there, and it froze. It's a little – it's not like a perfect ice cube. It's a little slushy, but it's kind of nice. Like, if I like blended this up a couple times, it'd probably be a pretty delicious drink.
That's interesting. I've always wondered what would happen if you freeze certain alcohols.
Yeah, I don't...
'Cause I tried to do it with vodka one time. And eventually my mom pulled it all out and she's like, why did you do this? I'm like, I thought it would work. It's liquid. And then she's like, no, it doesn't fucking freeze.
Like, I don't know if because the wine is like mixed with a lot of different things, it's only a small portion of it is the alcohol. That's why it freezes. And that's why it's not that perfect freeze. But yeah, I was wondering if it was going to work because I waited a couple hours and it was not frozen. I'm like, fuck, yeah, this is definitely not going to, but it came together, and it's one of those big-ass square ice cubes, so it's good. It'll last a while.
Yeah, the picture you sent looked fucking massive. I was also just trying to figure out what it was. I thought you made, like, back in, like, my old soccer days, someone's mom made, like, orange peels that are frozen.
And they were actually
really good, but, yeah, so I guess that's what that was.
If it was any bigger, adult we could freezy. Just throw a stick in it, and yeah, an adult freezy. All right, you want to hop into our first topic today on the podcast?
Yeah, love to.
Let's start with a bit of a collaborative topic here, not necessarily like a news story or anything, but it is a bit of news. So they're talking about changing the Canadian $5 bill. Apparently, there was like 4,500 or 45,000 Canadians submitted people who they thought might want to go and replace it is Wilfrid Laurier on the bill. So then now they've nailed it down because there was about 600 people. Now they've nailed it down to 8. I'll admit, like, there's a lot of like historians, historical figures, activists now. The only person I really recognize is Terry Fox, which I personally like just everything I've been seeing. He seems like he'd be the perfect person for the bill. I know what they wanted it to be. Like, it reflected Canadian values, uniquely Canadian, known beyond their local or regional communities, and had, like, impact that was relevant today. So he's just, like, that's the perfect person to have on the bill.
That is. So yeah, that is.
I think it
is the working man's bill.
I don't know about you.
Everyone has a five.
A foregone conclusion that it's going to be Terry Fox. That's just my assumption. I don't know about yourself, but I thought what we could talk about on the podcast is we have completely non-realistic, but like pop culture people who aren't going to be on the bill, but we think would be cool. Did you list a couple out?
Yeah, but they're kind of like just the basic people. Like, I was trying to think, so I'm assuming it has to be Canadian.
Yeah, well, I'd assume so too. That's what I went through. Do you want to?
Kind of weird.
Do you have a good like amount of people? Well, you start. Who would you, if you could like pick anyone on your bill that you see every day, who would you want it to be?
I think Terry's the perfect pick, but if I can't pick Terry, I'm going to go Kevin O'Leary. Is he Canadian?
I think
he's the first person I thought of, and I don't know why, when I thought of money in Canada.
That's hilarious.
It might be a terrible pick.
Controversial now, I guess, with this boat crash, but he's definitely...
Wasn't that his wife?
Yeah, he's from Montreal. I know, but it's... You never know. Okay. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. I went right. totally, like, with athletes was my first thought, as well as celebrities. So, like, for example, I was, like, Wayne Gretzky, Steve Nash, Christine Sinclair, or Hayley Wickenizer, and then Bobby Orr was another one. But I feel like if you're going to go with
Bobby's a little hockey player, right,
you go Gretzky. Another one I thought was Clara Hughes. Like, she's not as big of a name, but she won Summer and Winter Olympics, and she's, like, a mental health advocate now. So it's, like, that pretty much checks every box. So I thought that was a good one. And then a couple newer ones I was thinking was Sid the Kid, Steve Nash, and Tessa and Scott Virtue. All kind of either Canadian Olympic athletes or predominant players.
I'm going to go Patrick Chan.
Patrick Chan, hey, that's, yeah. He was up there when I was looking at Canadian athletes.
I hope so.
Tanner's up there for sure. He's a legend.
Who's the swimmer? The young swimmer?
Penny Oleksiak?
Yeah.
I think she's too new.
Nah, do it.
You never know. But those, I don't know. Any other athletes stick out to you? Those are the main ones for me.
I think of Canadian. Didn't we have like a bobsled person? Oh, no, I think
Kaylee Humphreys is a big bobsled girl. And then there's also that guy who also was like a – he played football. And then he transitioned into be an Olympic like bobsledder skeleton. I forget his name, but he's like multi-sport too. Not as big of a name. I don't know.
Just put the cast of Shark Tank or Dragon's Den, the original. I want Brett.
Arlene Dickinson is.
I want Arlene. Legend. I want Brett. I want Boston Pizza guy, True Living.
Oh, Jim True Living is. They're both Canadian icons. That's. I didn't think about that either, but like.
I want that Arlene cast.
I want Robert. Arlene was born in South Africa, though. I think that's what she always talks about.
She can be.
I think her family immigrated here. I know Robert Herjavec always talks about that too, but no, they're like that. They're like, don't, because they always say people are like, I've had it so tough, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, yeah, I was in your shoes too. You can't use some of the stuff as like a complaint. You know what I mean? Like, you can't use it as an excuse. So anyone else on your top three list there?
I'm really dead set on the entire cast of Dragon's Den season one now, though.
You didn't do any like singers, any celebrities, any actors? Because I have a couple.
Realistically, no one deserves to be on it more than I think Terry Fox, because that heroic deed that he did. He should be on like 100.
I'm not necessarily doing who I think should be on it. I'm just saying like options that are off the board.
Yeah, but I get that as well. I couldn't really think of anything.
This is a good one, though. I actually really like, and I think it's because he is famous. It's a good story. And it like actually makes sense because he shows some perseverance. So I was thinking Michael J. Fox would be a good one. Iconic actor. Yeah, I think so. I mean, he says he's from Edmonton on Wikipedia.
Oh, good for him.
I'm pretty certain he's Canadian, yeah. And if it's not, then ignore that. Well, I don't know. It says an American actor.
Canadian-American, born in Edmonton. Yeah, he's Canadian. Yeah,
so I think he's Canadian. I mean, he's probably spent most... whatever. Who knows? But if he is Canadian, I think that's perfect. Fighting through like a terrible disease now, so I think that would be a good one. Yeah,
just great movies.
What about like another couple legendary actors? Jim Carrey's Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Mike Myers, a couple older actors would be funny on there. And then I went with a couple singers. What about like the legendary Celine Dion?
That's a good
one. Be on the bill. I think that would kind of, the older demographic would like that, younger know some of her songs, so I think that'd be a classic one.
Was Leonard Cohen Canadian?
It's a good question. That one up.
Yeah, Canadian.
Canadian, yeah, that's classic.
Born in Westmount. Oh wait, maybe not. Where's Westmount? No, Canadian, go back.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good pick. I like
that. What about a couple newer singers? Like, get the Biebs on there, get Drake on the bill? Are you going to get OVO that? Bill?
No. So fucking,
that'd be like never, that'd be like a collector's edition.
I'd only use debit for the rest of my life.
I was thinking of another singer who's still new but classic is Michael Bublé, one of the most heralded Canadian singers, I would say, other than the obvious, the newer ones.
Only during Christmas time, though. He can be on like the Christmas edition of the Five.
Yeah, yeah.
Who listens to Bublé?
It's blue, not though. It's Christmas. Not a very good Christmas bell.
Oh, it could be on green. He could be on the 20. Who's on the so they why do they want to replace Laurier? I'm a little confused.
So
did he do something?
I don't think so. I was actually trying to look into that too, but I know what they said is the government has already said that his image will be on a higher denomination bill, most likely the 50 or the 100
when they get he's getting an upgrade.
So that doesn't seem like it's like a canceled situation. I think
that's like a promotion.
Yeah, exactly.
He's getting, he went from 5, how do you go from 5 to 50? What the fuck?
But like, is it, because then you're less out there. Like there's not as many 50 or
would you rather be on a 5 or a $50 bill?
Yeah, probably a 50.
I'd rather be on a 50, yeah.
And it's like red too, so it's very Canadian. Sick. But I was thinking like $5 bill as well would be dope if you got like, Dougie Gilmore, Wendell Clark, a couple of weeks on there because it's like the blue bill.
That would be cool. That
would work. It would look nice aesthetically.
But isn't that all of Canada use that though? Does all of Canada really give a fuck about the Leafs?
No, not necessarily. But they're just like Canadian hockey.
Yeah, I know you mean.
But no,
they should do it regionally. That would be cool if you had region. I guess that's too fucking hard to track at that point.
Yeah, it'd be like hockey.
I already get confused.
Like hockey cards, not money.
I already get confused when I see a different thing on the Looney or something like that. And I'm like, what the fuck? Is this real? What?
Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah. Oh, that's cool, though, man. $50 promotion. That's a fucking promotion.
Yeah, I'm curious. Got to look into that more. I'm sure anyone listening can look into it themselves. But, yeah, I'm not sure the exact reason, but I made sure I looked to make sure like it wasn't like a
cancer situation. It wasn't a bad
thing. Or, yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Any other people you like to see on those bills?
Damn, that's a good cue now. I didn't really look into much Canada. I just kind of wanted to see who I thought would be funny. Yeah, I feel like I think we're Dragon's Den.
We'll have to throw it up on the story or throw it in the get people to comment, see what they think. Because there's definitely a ton of good options out there. You just got to think of them.
Who'd be the worst pick?
The worst Canadian. I mean, like, a serial, there's a Canadian serial killer on there wouldn't be very good.
Yeah, the ref that blew that call in the Leafs versus LA game cost Doug Gilmore like a ring or something like that. That would be funny. It'd be like Steve Bartman getting his own fucking bill in Chicago. What would be the worst? Probably be like Jeff. Oh no, what, they should put Trebek on it.
Oh, that's a legend.
There you go. There's my pick.
That's a really good answer. There's my pick. I was thinking, is Carly Rae Jepsen?
Yeah.
Or no, Rebecca Black. Rebecca Black.
Oh, yeah, both Canadian.
Canadian. Imagine if Rebecca Black was on there.
Yeah, that's a bad
pick. I'm just trying to think of some, like, kind of famous Canadians that would just be, you just wouldn't want to see them to cause uproar.
I think they both had resurgence, though. I think they're in the public eye. They're favorable now.
Yeah.
So I don't know if people would hate it. People would probably just be like, why the fuck did you pick them?
Yeah. Yeah, there's so many options you could have picked instead of them. Yeah, I agree.
Those are good picks, though. I want Trebek now. I think that's my...
Yeah, that's a great answer. That's a great answer.
I want Alex on that.
All right. You want to move on to another topic? I think we exhausted our $5 bill nominees. We'd love to hear from our listeners who they think. Jack threw a couple solid options in there at the end, so... I think we listed off quite a few good ones. Want to move on to, because we're coming to the end of this crazy 2020 year, just seems like a whirlwind of shit hitting the fan. But there were that as people had to stay inside more, didn't have as much to do. I think YouTube was more prominent than ever. I know I spent just too much time getting stuck on YouTube. So we thought we'd kind of review, they released online Canada's top 10 YouTube videos in Canada. So we wanted to kind of buzz through them. I know you have a chance to look at them, but we'll go through them and kind of surprising to see some of them up there, that's for sure. What did you think about number one? Was a video by Mark Rober building the perfect squirrel-proof bird feeder. Did you think that was going to be the top-ranked video?
Is that actually Canada number one
for 2020? Yep, 2020.
I'm looking at the list now, and I thought that was a joke. The based on the thumbnail, this looks amazing. Is it? Oh, it's like a legit obstacle course for a squirrel.
Is that what it is?
It literally says Squirrel Ninja Obstacle Course in the thumbnail. But the title is called Building the Perfect Squirrel-Proof Bird Feeder. So I guess without watching the video, I'm going to assume he built a bird feeder. But the only way for to get into it for a squirrel is to go through what looks like the American Ninja Warrior obstacle course.
I mean, it makes sense. I feel like people focused a lot on their backyards this summer because a lot of people just spending time in their backyards. Like, that's, I know my family, we were thinking about getting like a concrete pad put in. We got a fire pit and a bunch of stuff. So I feel like that makes sense. People throwing up the bird feeders want to do some bird watching. They got nothing else to do, and they got to find that perfect squirrel-proof bird feeder that Mark Rober found them. I don't know. Does Mark? Do you see? Do you have the YouTube video up? Does Mark Rober have a lot of subscribers?
I have no idea, but I'm watching this video right now. This squirrel cannot do it. He is not going to make it.
Footage of the squirrel not being able to get into the bird feeder.
He's struggling right now. This is interesting. This is actually really loud. It's a 20-minute video for one. Seems pretty elaborate. This is not what I thought it was going to be, and also not what I thought the number one. This is just Canada, right?
Yeah. He's got okay. 100. He's got 15 million subscribers, so it kind of makes sense that he is one of the top videos.
I feel like this is like a name that if I say I've never heard of this guy, a lot of people will be like, you've never heard of Mark Rober?
Yeah, but I've never heard of him either. I'm looking at his face now. I don't – like he has a – I think he has a lot of those weird videos like –
I would recommend
breakable ice cream safe, world's largest devil's toothpaste explosion. So I think he's got a lot of these. Oh, I see the squirrel. It's funny because
actually kind of funny. He is making it like an actual like show.
He has
there's a lot of production.
It's only his fourth ranked video. Like really? highest viewed video. Oh! Yeah.
One just got launched. I don't think this is going to be – this is not PETA safe. I don't think.
All right, so that's number one.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
I don't know how much you want to talk about the second one. This is
– what's what's number two?
Minecraft speedrunner versus Three Hunters grand finale.
I have to watch this one, too.
Do you have any comments about this one?
What I expected to be up. This is what I expected.
Exactly. No, seriously. So I guess it's some sort of – Minecraft battle that they're going through or whatever. So there's a lot of kids. A lot of kids.
Well, who's the number one? I remember reading a while ago the number one like YouTube guy on Forbes list was like some kid that unboxed shit.
Yeah, that was what was that last year? I remember that as well. I don't know the kid's name, but
that was like last year. It's like something. Yeah, it was like Stevie unboxes or something. Like. This is what I thought number one would have just been. Like, it makes sense.
$22 million. Home. I think his name is Ryan. Oh, Ryan Toys Review. what a way to start your life.
How much of that money do you think Ryan's seeing?
I mean, he probably gets the baby food that he likes, and he definitely gets the nicely cooked chicken fingers, that's for sure. But that shit is hopefully being invested, and that kid does not have to ever work in his life. Just open toys for the rest of his life.
Their parents just have Teslas and fucking he's slumming it out.
It's like
he still has like the Fisher Price car.
The more money he gets, the more toys he can buy, the more money he can make.
That's fucked.
Yeah, so we got the Minecraft video coming at 3. Then we have the Justin Trudeau sings Speaking Moistly video. Poor JT, our fearless leader, is stuck in with this. This video is one of the biggest trending videos of the year. How would you be happy with that? Is any publicity good publicity for this?
I hate that statement, but I think this is just kind of funny. I mean, it's pretty harmless. It's not like he's going to lose the election off this video. It'd be funny if they played this as slander, but
politicians.
I'm waiting for like the fakes to be used in these videos. I mean, yeah, this is like if someone was like, "Hey, Justin, you're like trending," And it's like, oh God, what did I do? And it's like, oh no, it's just a joke video. And it's just like, oh thank God.
But it's like, I feel like I can't believe
it could be a lot worse.
Like videos trending up song, right? Like they made a song into it. I can't believe that's the third trending video in Canada. Like that many. I feel like it's just like boomers on Facebook posting this and like everyone seeing it. But I don't know.
Well, if I was Justin, they're like, hey, we found something from like you're trending for something. He's like, oh God, what yearbook did they find?
What again?
I forgot about the other time we did another themed prom, but thankfully it's just him doing a fucking lip syncing video.
Yeah, he's probably definitely happy that the 2020 trend is a lot better than his previous year, that's for sure. Let's move on to number four. You'll like this one. Dave Chappelle's video 846. We happen to see this as one of the top trending, very topical for this year.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be on here at all. I don't know what I guess this is just through Netflix Canada.
Yeah.
And it got a lot of views, so I guess just that's why it's on here.
So this is the where he talks about like
his reaction to the
George Floyd.
Not necessarily a stand-up special, more just him,
yeah,
I guess, going off and talking about his opinions on a lot of stuff. But yeah, makes sense. Like got a lot of views, got a lot of I guess good points from it. Like he makes a lot of great points, I think, in this.
I think during tough situations like this that like a lot of people can't understand, they look for like a predominant figure to kind of hear it from. So like Dave Chappelle being a black man talking about this issue, this human rights issue is definitely something that people feel like they can go towards because, you know, it's going to be, he's going to hard hit with the facts. He never leaves anything off the table. And it's also going to have kind of that lighthearted flair that people still need during these crazy times. So it's a bit of both with Dave, which is, for me, it's like watching that video. I know it's not like he was really saying anything too funny in that video. I think he put a couple small jokes, but obviously
well, somehow worked he worked like a pussy joke. And
yeah, I know. It's like he doesn't go full serious, but that was a pretty serious video. And I watched it. For sure, and I'm sure many.
I loved it, man. I thought it was great.
Yeah. Next one, Nikki Tutorials, I'm Coming Out video. I didn't know much about this. I consulted my YouTube correspondent, Maria, and she told me this person who's doing makeup tutorials came out and said they were transgender. So that was a big, big trending video. I really can't talk about that. I assume you're not a Nikki Tutorials guy either way, but that came in at number five.
Yeah, I'm not too really aware of Nikki nor her tutorials. But good for her.
Yeah, that's number five video. Number six, America's Got Talent, Golden Buzzer, 10-year-old Roberta Battaglia sings Lady Gaga Shallow. I think this
that's
is
a great
Canadian
song.
Girl. I think she was the Canadian girl. Big trend.
Oh yeah,
song.
we did talk about her for like a quick second, I think.
Mike Pez, yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. It all comes around.
So that's good. Good Canadian content.
Did she win?
America's Got Talent. No, she didn't win. The guy who had like
they found her passport. There's no way you can win this. Clearly says America.
But if any song is going to be trending, that's not a TikTok song. Well, that song probably is a TikTok song too. But that's like a song that everyone wants to sing along to. So that makes sense that one's trending. Number seven, Mr. Beast dropped a 250K. Influencer rock paper scissors tournament. You tune into this tournament, Jack?
No. Big no. I'm not a big fan of these kind of things. I get it. This is like if you really love YouTube, this is like the Avengers coming together for like a final battle, I guess.
I saw Casey Neistat was in there. I didn't watch the video, but
I'm assuming this is all going to charity, the money. I just don't really want to watch like these fucking rich people win 250K.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
I think I haven't seen it either, but I think that would actually be kind of like I would watch it maybe if I was big into, I do like YouTube, but I feel like a lot of people I didn't recognize, but if you were big into like all the different YouTubers, why wouldn't you watch that? Right. It's everyone coming together.
Well,
I just see
two people that are on YouTube,
David Dobrik.
Don't act like you don't know his name and watch all his videos.
No, I think his videos are funny. Like, I think he's good. Addison Rae and then Jeffree Star. Like, those are four massive names and they're all in the same video. It's like, I'm surprised that's not higher on the list. seeing as it's like a YouTube category. It's not like we're just talking about random videos.
That's true. Yeah, it seems like, yeah, it just looks like the fucking Adventures of YouTube, I guess. I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah, for sure.
I wonder who won.
I'm curious too.
I kind of want to know now. I bet I'm going to place my bet. I don't know who's in this. Based on the thumbnail, I'm going to say
Ninja probably doesn't. He probably like figured it out.
It's probably Ninja. It's probably Ninja. He probably like figured out a pattern that worked. And it's like,
well, if I calculate the velocity of a rock.
Hope Ben, if Ben Shapiro was on that, he would have won. Is he a YouTuber?
Oh, God.
Where's Ben? Ben's not in the top 10 at all, man.
No, no one wants to.
That's ridiculous.
All right. I don't know who won the Mr. Beast tournament, but we'll leave that for the people to go watch it themselves.
30 minutes long.
Yeah, that's a lot. Well, I mean, rock, paper, scissors, it is pretty quick, but like,
a guy in Nate Shot won.
There's a massive, it's a massive bracket. They look like there are like 64 names. Coming in at number 8, Jeffree Star, massive YouTuber. We broke up. Talked to Maria. She said he broke up with his longtime boyfriend. I believe his name was Nathan. I don't know, something along those lines.
Is that the one that stole shit from him?
I don't know. I'm not a big Jeffree Star fan. I'm not too sure.
I don't know either. I just remember he was trending and he was dating some old not an old basketball player, but like some guy who never made it. And then like it came out that he like stole a bunch of his shit and like he tweeted out saying, "Hey, by the way, to the dude that I was with, can you return my fucking TV?"
Oh shit! I don't know. That seems like something that would trend. That's for sure.
Oh, that's mostly how I know of Jeffree Star. That's fucking funny.
Yeah, that'd be wild if that's what it is. Two more on the list. Dude Perfect quarantine stereotype. So you, Dude Perfect fan. I'm gonna go with probably not. I'll admit, like a couple of their like really weird videos, like if it's like golf or something, I'll watch. Like they did like a golf trick shot video, and I was like, this is kind of mindless. Yeah. I can watch that.
I've seen their Instagram stuff, just because I think like some big like House of Highlights will post like only if they do something like outrageous, which is the only thing I've seen. Yeah, I don't really understand what this is. Quarantine stuff. I'm assuming they're just gonna be like, oh, I sit on my couch.
I think they're getting into more of like the acting now too during the quarantine. So I think this one was like the different types of people in quarantine. I watched like the first, I saw it was one of the best, like top trending. I put it on to see what it was like and I didn't get through it because it's
like about five people that don't know what normal people do.
And they're like,
act like they know what
normal people do. I could see people sharing it with like friends and watching it because they're like, oh, you're this type of guy. Yeah, exactly. Like this is you, all that commenting and shit. So I can see that it's up there and they have massive following as well.
Well, it looks like one person's holding a box of KFC and a Ouija board. And I guess he thinks that's what normal people will do. One guy's in a hazmat suit. I don't know if that's, maybe he's the frontline worker. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe. You never know. Or he's pretty a paranoid guy, maybe. All right, last one. Rounding up number 10, the Paris Hilton, The Real Story by Paris Hilton, the official documentary. Not going to lie, very surprised that's on there. I didn't know Paris Hilton was still relevant. Maybe she's making that career turnaround. But I think that, I'll have to admit, like that sounds like it would be a pretty interesting documentary. That girl has probably had a crazy life, so... I think that's the documentary I'd turn on and watch, that's for sure.
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody was based on her.
Was it?
Yeah.
Like, actually?
Yeah. The Hilton Hotels and the Tiptons.
Oh, I
see. London Tipton, Paris Hilton. She lived in a hotel with two rambunctious teenagers that are twins. So I thought this kind of this real life story was already out when they made that show, but I guess
A documentary of her life. Maybe she just wanted to get like real actors in there or something.
You got to get the Sprouse Boys in this somehow.
Legendary show though, like not many shows. It just has a full series that's amazing, and then it just slightly changes the series and it's a full other series that people watch. Yeah,
on a ship.
Yeah, it's just like slightly newer and better filmed, but like still.
Yeah. And they just have different haircuts.
Yeah. It's like, or you see like Big Bang Theory and then Young Sheldon. It's like, do that many people watch Young Sheldon?
What's Young Sheldon?
It's like
they made an origin story about it.
Yeah, I think so. I've never seen it, but.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
I was never a big Bang fan, actually. Like, I found it kind of funny. Like, I would much prefer to watch, like, Two and a Half Men or something like that. At that, because that's kind of like the similar time slot of comedy. I know it's a bit, one's a bit more crude, obviously, but I would never turn on, like, a Big Bang rather than a Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, I don't think I ever, my parents love that show, which is weird.
Big Bang or Two and a Half Men?
Yeah. Well, no, they hate Charlie Sheen, so yeah, Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. I mean, Sheldon's a pretty hilarious character. Like, don't get me wrong, it is funny to watch. I just, they add in that kind of science factor, and that just doesn't get me going, that's for sure.
I was a huge dork, so I loved it. I always watched it. I always watched it right from my D&D sessions.
Sing along to the theme song.
That I don't like the show, but the theme song is pretty fucking
banger. Yeah,
it's a good. It's BNO, man. They should be on the five.
You want to move on to our next trending topic? We kind of went through all the YouTube videos. Any that you thought should have been on there that weren't there that came to your head?
I don't know what, like, a big YouTube video was.
Nothing comes right to my head right away. I mean, none of these would have been on there, though.
Yeah, maybe We Broke Up should have been, like, number one. That's my only correct. Maybe Jeffrey Star should have taken the one spot.
All right, let's move on to the next topic. I know this is one you're fairly passionate about, and you probably have a lot to say on. So that is the announcement of the Floyd Mayweather versus Logan Paul fight. So you want to give a quick recap of kind of what got announced the other day and your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I guess they're going to fight now. I don't really understand why. I get, well, money. They're going to each make probably like $50 million from this. I don't know where it'll be. I'm assuming Japan.
So why Japan?
Because Floyd beat up a Japanese kid in Japan.
Why did he do that? Like, was it like was he like not an American boxer? He was.
Oh no, he's a fighter for like, another promotion called Ryzen, which is a Japanese-based kind of mixed martial arts and kickboxing more. And he was decided to feed a kid who basically they did a partnership, and he was the best young talent they had that Floyd said he would fight. He was also kind of small.
Was he young?
Yeah, he's probably like, he's like 24, 23.
Oh, how old is Floyd? Is he like close to
40? 42 now? Mm-hmm. I think at the time he's probably 40. Now he's probably 42, 43. Yeah, double the age. Looked like double the weight. I think the kid was like 5'6". So this is a complete turnaround. Now he's fighting fucking Logan Paul, who's, I think, 6 foot. I don't know. 200 maybe pounds.
So I know last podcast,
weird,
you were saying that like Jake has pretty good fighting style. Like he's a fighter that is not just like getting thrown in the ring because he's famous and has a lot of money. Like half of it is that, but he can go in
and he can actually fight.
Is Logan the same way from what you saw in the previous fights?
Not exactly. Not that I remember. I don't remember him ever being like, I remember going like, okay, he's like athletic. He won't get his ass kicked. Like he'll put up a fight. He knows what he's doing. He just isn't good.
So that's what I don't understand, because we were just talking about this on the last podcast. We were talking about maybe Jake would fight him down the road. But then is it just because Jake's not ready? He's got to like rehab, take 6 months off, and they want to capitalize it as it's still kind of buzz in the air?
No, he can go relatively quick on the turnaround. If you get knocked out, I think the commission makes you wait at least up to a year, depending on the knockout, depending on the tests you and like the physicals you pass.
Yeah.
So a lot of times.
I heard Jake saying like he's going to wait probably 6 months till he fights again on a podcast.
Yeah, I would assume just because he wants to wait for a crowd maybe again.
Yeah.
That's probably the reason. And also, I don't know who the fuck else really wants to do it.
I mean,
he wants to fight Connor now, and it's just not going to happen. He's probably hoping for Floyd, but I guess he's going to. The Floyd and Jake Paul one made more sense. But
maybe the brothers are going to have to beef again because he stole his main card.
They'll make diss tracks and they'll be awesome again. That's what I don't understand. I don't really get this. I assume this will just be another little sparring match, I guess. They'll dance around. I don't think any knockouts will happen. I don't think they. I think they'll tell him. They'll probably tell Logan, hey, we'll pay you a lot more if you just don't go all out and swing at this guy. And even if you do, Floyd will probably knock you out if you do that. Because Floyd's fucking probably the best of all time.
Yeah.
That's what I just don't understand. This is kind of a weird legacy thing. Like, I kind of look down upon him now. I mean, I'm sure that's not going to keep him up at night. But I know a lot of people in the community are probably... I mean, he doesn't give a fuck.
How much money do you need, though? Like,
that's what I
like,
just don't
isn't
get.
Isn't there a certain point of money where you're like, maybe like your dignity would be worse than like another $50 million, which sounds absolutely insane for me to say. But like, I mean, okay, I kind of regret saying that because like, why don't just take the $50 million and donate it to charity? But like, at some point, it's like, holy shit. I don't think does he donate it to charity? Like, is he going to donate?
He does a lot. He does a lot for a lot of charitable things, actually.
Okay, so that's good then, at least. So that makes me want this fight to happen a bit more. I don't know about Jake. I don't know.
I hope he gets knocked out now. I think it's funnier. It should be fucking funny if the greatest of all time gets beat.
Logan. How old's Jake? What's he, like, early 20s? 25? Mid-20s?
He's probably like 22, 23. I think he's our age.
So is that, like, is he behind? Like, should he have already been fighting for, like, 10 years?
Yeah.
Like, he's way behind?
Yeah, you can't be a pro at.
So he's never going to be, like, very good.
The only anomaly is Deontay Wilder, who started when he was 28. And he's a heavyweight who just has this weird power he's known as like the worst of all time to be a champion just because he can knock anyone out, but he has terrible technique. And then that's kind of the same with what you're seeing. And with Jake, you can't be his weight class with just hoping on power. You need technique. Cause these guys have been doing it since they're fucking three. Floyd's been boxing since he was two. Like, his dad taught him to fucking throw combinations when he was like two, probably.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's way too – it's just, you can't – what he can do now is just fight celebrities that think they can do stuff. Because he's not – like, the only people he could beat are, like, undercard pros, and he can't – he's not going to fight them because what's the point? You're not going to get money.
I'll watch it. I mean, I'll make fun of it for the entire build-up, but I'll fucking – I'll watch it, man. I think it's only probably going to be, like, $20. So it sounds like they're asking for an outrageous amount of money. They're going to go like a fucking $60 platform for this. I would be pissed.
It's actually going to happen pretty soon, eh? Like February. Late February?
Late Feb. Yep.
Interesting. So they're keeping the momentum going. The Pauls are just going to go every couple months. There's just going to be another fight that they have. Do you think there's a possibility that like Logan gets just absolutely shit pumped and is like down for a while? Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. That could easily happen. Really matter.
Is Nate laying in the hospital right now? Like, is he like
no?
Can't get out of bed or
no?
He's out like no. That, you're fine.
No, you're down for a little bit and then you're up. He's probably got a little bit of a headache now. Still, I don't know what his eyes are looking like, but he's probably doing stuff. He can probably go out and get in a car and move. He could probably maybe he's wear sunglasses. Can't look in the sun. But no, you're fine. You're fine when that happens. I don't know how bad he was. He hit his head fucking hard, though.
I didn't even want to look at the clip that much, to be honest. It's
fucking bad.
That grosses me out.
Yeah, that shit's scary. But for this, though, it's just they're going to dance around. Nothing's going to happen. I guarantee it. That's stupid.
So they don't have to wear headgear? Like, Logan wore headgear in his last fight, though, didn't he?
Nope. He's a pro. He's 0-1 professionally. Yep.
And that was against KSI?
Yes.
I see. But they wore, for their first fight, they did.
They wore headgear. They had to wear headgear because they
So that's were if not it's not considered pros. A professional or.
Yeah, that was just pros. An amateur.
Okay. Makes sense.
So in amateurs, you have to wear headgear and shit's scored differently. And in professional, it's scored very complicatedly. And they just hope you get a knockout so the judges don't have to fucking make a decision on the fly.
So how do you become a professional fighter? Sorry if you just went over this. I was zoned a bit, though.
No, I don't think
why was he not originally in the first fight, but then he became a professional? Like, do you have a certain experience under your belt, or?
It'll come down to experience, and most cases it doesn't. It more comes to the athletic board that's doing. Okay. So for this, I think it was – the Nevada State Athletic Commission. So they're a little bit more lenient. That's why they probably let Nate fight. And also they probably just, if you pass your physicals, you're good, essentially. As long as you, if you're a healthy guy, you know what you're doing. They probably go, they'd probably take you through. There's probably some like things you have to do to prove that you're not a complete novice. And then a little bit of money gets thrown at them. And next thing you know, Nate Robinson has a professional record now.
So that's probably how it like goes. Tyson and Jones, like they're a lot older, but they're just in good enough shape that they can still be considered.
Well, that wasn't a professional fight. It was more deemed an exhibition. So they had to kind of go through some loopholes to get the headgear off because they realized midway. Originally, it was going to be headgear. Then they realized like midway through, they're like, fuck, no one's going to pay for this.
Like, how do I bite Mike his ear off with Tyson headgear on?
And in my if Mike Tyson is the one with headgear on, no one's going to fucking give a shit. Yeah. So what they did was they just marketed towards it as an exhibition. So that's why there was no real winner. It was like unofficial results. Also, no judges were there. They weren't allowed to knock each other out. That's essentially, and that's kind of the ruling for this Logan Paul Mayweather fight's going to be. So they're not going to have to wear headgear. This won't go on anyone's record. So if Floyd loses, he'll still be 50-0. If Logan wins, he's still 0-1. Yeah. So it's more just like the internet and everyone else will see you as your one loss, I guess, which is dumb. Because Floyd's already lost, technically, if you're saying it like that.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Oh, that's crazy. I was just like a... I don't know. I just feel like it was a very nonchalant announcement too. Like you would think I'm just not following the Paul, like Logan Paul on social media and stuff. But for me,
you don't follow the Paul.
Yeah. I don't follow the Paul.
You don't follow
the Paul. I'm not on the ball on Paul. I know you sent it to me pretty quickly and like it got in our group chat, but for something like that, with that magnitude, I thought it would be like all over the place. And maybe I'm wrong in saying maybe it was all over the place, but after how much hype Jake had, I thought that would be like you'd be seeing it all over the place, like it'd be non-stop talk about it.
I personally don't think it was.
You thought it was?
Wait, what?
It was all over the place. I didn't think it was hyped up as it was going to be.
No, the hype was kind of just like, hey, let's fight. And then they sent like two videos to each other, kind of like dissing each other.
You off?
Yeah, pretty much. And then I was just like, oh, they're just doing that. Like Floyd does this all the time. Like he toys around with it for a long time. And then because him and Connor went at it for like 2 years, and then all of a sudden it just happened out of nowhere. He posts the fight on his Instagram, and then the opponent does as well. So that's kind of what this.
There was more like rivalry. I should have expected it.
Yeah. Well, and it also made a lot more sense. People, there's genuine curiosity. They're like, oh, can a UFC guy beat the greatest boxer? Can the greatest at the time fighter beat the best boxer at the time? So now you have, I guess, the best blonde YouTube guy with a 0-1 boxing career against the best retired boxer of all time is now the question that's being asked.
Like, do you think a bunch of like little YouTube kids are training boxing now? Like they're just like looking in their mirror, like pounding away.
I hate that all the commentators during those fights were like, oh, this is going to bring so many young eyes to the sport. And a Jake Paul fan is not going to be like, oh, Jake's fighting tonight.
But
I heard Canelo's going to fight tomorrow and I'm going to tune in. No one's buying a DAZN's subscription for this.
I kind of see maybe they won't watch. I don't know though. I feel like Paul fans, they,
I would like to see the turnaround.
Whatever he does, I think they will actually be like an upcry for boxing, even though like the hardcore boxing fan may not like it for the right reasons. But like, what else do you watch? It's not like, I guess you could watch like Logan training videos, but they have to watch something.
Well, so they'll watch him.
Boxing. Aren't they going to watch the real fights? Cause he only fights once. I think they will. I don't think
a young Jake Paul fan's tuning in to see the Canelo Alvarez fight or a fucking Badu Jack fight or
how are they going to learn about boxing just from like Jake's YouTube videos, I guess?
I would assume
possibly, but I don't know.
I just don't know what the common, usually when they do a collab kind of thing, when two brands do a collab, it's because there's mutual, they want to cross over. Like when KSI and Logan Paul fought, it made sense because they were two big American and British. So it kind of made sense to kind of bring the two sides together for a big money match. But those two, with Jake Paul and boxing, I don't see what the correlation is. Like, I don't see, because it's young
it's
kids.
So much money, though. It's so much money he's making. Like, yeah, well, even well, if, even if, like, Floyd gets, like, 70 and Logan gets 30 or something, like, 80, 20, that's still probably $20 million in one night.
Wait, what are we talking about now? What?
Like, if the card gets, like, 100 million, say. Like, is that reasonable to say? And then yeah, Floyd gets 70% of the money. Like, I was listening to...
No, yeah, the money makes sense. I don't. I get the money, but I'm talking about, like, the fan turnaround. I don't think the fan turnaround for boxing is going to get... Like, I don't think they're going to gain a bunch of new fans through Jake.
But
I think they're just going to watch, like, his shit.
I think that Jake and Logan could be... Like, if there's a fight coming out, they're probably watching it. So they're probably talking about it on their podcast. They're probably,
well, if they're doing that,
social
then yes.
media, like, I could dust this guy up, blah, blah, blah. Like, I think that they're going to have to start building hype around this fight and around boxing. So they're,
but they're not doing that.
Watch
but they don't do, but they don't do that because
they
can't
don't do that. I don't follow them on social media, but I,
well,
think
I hope he's not watching a Canelo Alvarez fight going, man, I would smoke this dude. Because that's just...
But he probably is. Listen, everyone he talks about, he's like, I'll beat them. Like,
no, but they've been really realistic with
them. Evander Kane, who's he? I know that's different. He's not a professional boxer. But, like, no, but anyone who calls on McGregor, and, like, he says he could beat McGregor, I'm pretty sure. Like,
well, that's realistic.
He doesn't think he's going to get his head pounded in. Oh, okay, maybe inside he does. But, like, he's not portraying that he's like, I'm going to fight McGregor, and he's going to pound my skull into, like, fucking brains on the boxing square.
No, it makes sense for those people because those are the draws of the sport, but they've been realistic with who they've been. Like, you can say Conor because he's not a boxer. So you can say, I can beat this guy in a boxing match. So that's fine, but they're not calling out, like, the best of boxing. They're not calling them out. And that's who I'm saying. They're like, the fans aren't going to go and tune in to watch these guys fight now.
So they're just picking, like, the biggest names to get the most views. Like, that's why they're picking the
that's
Mayweather's.
That's why currently Floyd is fighting this fucking guy.
Yeah, but, like, the way Jake's talking, like, I feel like in his head,
seems like you do watch them.
This is totally biased. I listened to, like, Portnoy's podcast where he had Jake on, which is, like, embarrassing because it's with, like, a TikTok star. But
he has a
it's called BFFs. I listen to that because we keep talking about it on the podcast. So I'm like, I gotta listen more about this because you know everything and I know nothing. So I listened to this podcast and, like, Jake said some decent points on that podcast. I still think he's a douchebag, but, like, that's what I'm speaking from was what he said in that podcast. And for me, it sounded like he thinks he's invincible now. But he was also, like, just like he said, because, like, couple fun facts, like, he said he hasn't drank anything. He also said he can only, like, nut once a week.
That's a old wives tale. Like, I'm pretty sure it's not real,
but, like, that's what he said he did. I don't know if that's true, but, like, that was another thing.
No, there's just, like, a stereotype that that's just like a myth, I think, that started in a Rocky movie.
Hey, well, it looks like
Jake, but no, I know a lot of people do that. Mike Tyson said he did do that, but then he broke it the minute before his first loss with a maid in a hotel.
Well, I guess that's why I lost. I actually watched that interview and I was like, okay, this could be quite interesting to see what's going to happen over the next couple months. And I want to stay tuned with it because I feel like it's just going to be this constant thing that we talk about because you like the boxing and I kind of like anything around the social media side football. And, like, what's happening. Yeah, so we'll see. I know we talked about this for a while now and I'm sure we'll come back to it closer, like,
I'd like to see the numbers. I'd like to see DAZN's numbers of how many people canceled the subscription after they got it for the first one.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that number. Because then I'll believe.
Can you just buy a single fight on DAZN?
No. KSI thing happened, I subscribed for a month of DAZN. But then I was literally just going to cancel it, and I almost did. But then I saw the rest was on that month, and there were two good fights. There was, I think, the first Joshua fight with Ruiz, and then another one. And I was like, fuck it, I might as well just stay.
And they had some football too that I want to watch. For football, and then also for soccer. I haven't been watching the soccer as much recently, but it does have
They had some things, but I totally was going to cancel it, and you could easily do it. So that's why I kind of want to see. I would love to see the numbers on that. And also the way they're doing it with the last one, they did it with Triller. And now I think this one's with, like, Fantasmo.
Can you not just buy it on pay-per-view?
Yeah, for this one, it's like a they're doing it in tiers. So you can buy the fight right now for $24. And then I think it gets more expensive the longer you wait, which is kind of smart. But it's also like, I think it'll get to eventually $79.99 before the fight.
I see.
So if you buy it the day before.
But like if you have, well, it's kind of taboo now, but if it was regular times, you had like 10 people, it's only like $10.
I think it's
so it's not that much, but
and you nor an undercard nor anything else. Yeah. I'm assuming
it just encourages people to put
the kid
like stream it.
Brothers, I think they'll put his brother on the undercard because then that'll make too much money. Yeah, that'll make too much money.
I don't know. I feel like they'll leave it for like a couple months later and then just bring it.
I don't know why they don't put them all together. Wouldn't that make – I guess they make more money.
No, because they're going to watch anyways. Like, it's all the same viewers, so you might as well spread it out. And then just put, like, some, like, lesser-known guy. Like, even, like, throw KSI in the first card against, like, Evander Kane. Like, that's more realistic to me. Because then it's, like, KSI is huge, but, like, that's more realistic to fight Evander Kane because Evander Kane is not famous enough for the Pauls. And I know KSI is huge, I'm not saying that, but like he's more of an undercard guy and it kind of fits the theme of like he wants to dust some of these guys up.
I would not want to pick Evander Kane as my easy fight. That's a little tiny.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean easy. I meant like he's not
a I know you didn't mean easy at all, but I meant like it's just kind of funny. It's just we'll throw him in with Evander. It's like why do I have to get thrown in with the fucking multi-time hockey player who
I'd love to see Kane fight. Really like him. Like I think he's a good hockey player and he's tough, cool. Which I love. But he's also been like a cocky prick on social media, like showing off his money and stuff like that. So it'd be good to see him in a ring and actually kind of, I mean, he steps up on the ice, like he fights for himself and everything, but it'd be cool to see him on kind of a national stage, like global stage, sorry.
Is there a website that'll tell you his record through hockey fights?
I mean, hockeyfights.com, isn't that what it is? It's massive.
Is that an actual site?
Yeah, that's where you get all the clips from. But how do you rate a fight? Like, there's no judges, right? So
that's true.
I don't know if hockey fights are the same as boxing matches.
There's I would love to see if he had like taking a record. It off.
Yeah, I mean he's tough guy. He's always been tough.
Oh yeah. Wow, this is a fucking cool sign.
Yeah,
it doesn't tell you anything about wins or anything, but
I used literally to love is it for
every fight.
I used to love it for junior hockey because. Used to love the fights at the Generals games, and then you could kind of go home a couple days later and see the fight. Because when you watch it live, it's like, holy shit, that was sick. So you kind of want to watch it again. So that's why I used to love it. Or if like a tough guy was coming into town, he fought one of the like rough and rowdy Generals, then it was kind of cool to see that again. Yeah, so we'll see what happens with the boxing. I don't know. I feel like I said, it's going to be a topic over the next month or so. We'll come back to it, but we got to give it a bit of a break now. We can only talk about the Paul so much on our podcast.
Damn. You know I love talking about these Pauls.
Yeah, I know. You keep every day.
I'm a Paulomaniac, man.
You're like, can we talk about the Pauls again? And like,
I'm an alcoholic.
This guy. All right, let's move on to it. Let's get off the Pauls. Let's go to our topic. Which is something that you're passionate about. I know you love the movies.
Oh, so, Logan Paul's again?
Yeah.
God damn.
So HBO Max will be getting premieres of the Warner Brothers movies. So some of these movies include Godzilla versus Kong, Mortal Kombat, Space Jam, A New Legacy. Sick. Can't wait for that. The Suicide Squad, and then a few others. I know The Matrix 4 was on there as well, so. What do you think about some of these brands foregoing the theaters? Obviously, crazy, unprecedented times during COVID, but what do you think about that, and what do you think the impact it will have on movie theaters around the world?
I don't think it'll have too big of an impact. I think they've already had their impact. Like, I don't think this is going to fucking – I don't think movie theaters are like, oh, fuck, dude, HBO Max is coming. And then they're like, yeah, well, we also can't fill our theaters. So I think that's kind of what's already fucking them over. This is definitely not helping them at all. I think they'll still have their demographic that is movie theater people. Like, I don't think that's going to ever die out. I think some people, I think there's always going to be a market for people that want to go to a movie theater.
I mean, for me, like if I'm watching a scary movie and all the shit is over as well, like I like to see a scary movie in theaters.
Exactly.
There's no debating that a scary movie is most definitely IMAX better
movie.
In theaters.
Big IMAX movies too. Like you want to see that in the big screens with like the real tech.
You think it's one of those things that is kind of going down, but then it'll come back. like post-COVID, like a year or two, it'll be like, everyone's like, oh, I miss movies. And they'll just be like this new wave. That, or there'll be like, you think there'll be like a new technology with movies that will make people want to go and see them live? Like, I don't know what it would be, but like.
It would take a massive spark in like a TV business, I think, to bring what you can get. Because you can't get IMAX, the IMAX experience in your living room anymore. Like, you can't get the 60K surround sound with like all that stuff, or the 60 frames and all that stuff. Especially with like the seating.
You start to get that VR experience at home. That's probably going to be the next thing. But with the movie theater.
But then you got to put a huge headset on your head. Like, a lot of people don't want to do that just to watch a fucking Avengers movie.
I'm curious if you'll see that VR experience in the movie theaters, though.
I hope.
Like, if it's going to get to that point where there's going to be some movies that you kind of want to, you want to see with this. I'm not just saying you throw the headset on for VR, but maybe.
Yeah, until they find a workaround for that. Years down the road,
there'll be a different workaround.
I think definitely.
So that might be like the savior for the movie theaters, because they might be able to implement that, because you don't want to go and spend like $500,000 at home to do that. But if you go spend $25 in the theater, $30, that's a lot more affordable than having to do that. You have to watch like 100 movies to make up your money almost, right? Yeah. So I can see that, like the movie theaters buying in, getting partnerships with those VR companies, and then you go for that experience, that might bring them back. But it's definitely tough, and you hate to see it, right? Because like going to see a movie as a kid was like one of the almost awesome things. Like, you go on a Tuesday, get your Skittles, get your popcorn, go with your mom and your sister or whatever. Like, there's nothing more fun than watching a movie. So if that does die, especially like being from Bowmanville, it's like downtown here in Toronto, like there's going to be movie theaters. There's enough people, but like those smaller movie theaters like Bowmanville, it's like, are those going to be able to stay alive? I assume so, because
I think they'll be fine.
There's enough people around, but you can kind of see what I'm going at here.
Yeah, I get it. I don't think it's like going to be an industry that'll die anytime soon. I think it'll take, like you said, a massive tech thing to really take it out. But I like the move, though. I like this, that they're all just going to release on a streaming site. It sucks that it's another streaming site. I'm going to have to buy it. It's up to 8 now, I think.
Yeah. Did you see what Christopher Nolan said about it?
No.
Direct quote, some of our industry's biggest filmmakers and most important movie stars went to bed last night, the night before thinking that they were working for the greatest movie studio, and woke up to find out they were working for the worst streaming service.
Oof.
They're just taking a shit on HBO Max. But I'm curious, like, have they announced that any other streaming companies are going to do the same thing? Any other, like, opposition of the Warner Brothers? Are they all going to do the same thing? Or what's the move with that regard?
Not too sure what the move for that. I know Netflix is already doing it, but they don't really release in theaters anyway. They just put all their big movies on the
theaters. Yeah, that's true.
But that's the only one that's like and Amazon as well. But those are just two actual studios. Like, HBO doesn't have they might have HBO originals, but they kind of just buy the franchises and then just put them out. Netflix makes their own shit, and same with Prime. But so I don't really know what it's going to really do for that. I'm assuming I could see Disney doing it eventually.
Yeah.
If they haven't already.
That's what I read a lot. That's a lot of pressure on Disney, right? Because they already have their good streaming platform in play. It's just whether they want to do that or not is what I haven't looked into a lot, but that's what I've read. I think Apple.
They've got a couple OG. They're more originals.
Apple should be so much better. Like, I think they talk a good game, and they make it seem online that they're great. But they do have some good shows. Like, I like Ted Lasso. That's a great show. Hilarious.
Yeah,
show.
I started that. I think I need to get into it more. I wasn't really watching it that well.
It's funny. It's heartwarming, funny. Like, my
I've heard good things. That's why I want to like it, but. Yeah. Only one app in. I like the morning show.
The morning show. That's exactly what I was gonna say.
I like that.
That was a great show. I think it's coming back for a second season. So they can get all the names though, right? Like, they have all these shows. I think Chris Evans was in.
Yeah, they got one with Chris Evans as well. I haven't started that one yet.
Viola, what's her name? Viola.
Viola Davis.
I think she's on there. I could be wrong. But anyway, they got a ton of big names. So it will be good eventually, but it's just like, there's not a lot, from what I've seen at least, it's like, they preach that they have this streaming service, but then you go in there and you have to pay for half the things on there, like the movies and stuff. So I don't know. It's not the same. Like when you buy into Netflix, you have everything you want. But
that's with Apple TV,
it's like, you got to pay for half the things.
That's why I really hate Crave. Like, I just can't get into it. Like, I love what's on there, but then I'm like, oh, I hear this is on HBO. Oh, I think it'll be on Crave. And then I go to look it up, and it's, yeah, I need three bonus tiers of subscription to get to it. It's
yeah, like, so oh. That's the thing. Like, a lot of good content that Crave buys is from HBO. So
yeah,
you pretty much just have to buy the HBO packet. Like, that's – it's like
yeah, I know.
One it's in just, and out there when you buy Crave. Like, you have to have both, in my opinion.
It's just annoying. Like, you shouldn't charge someone – a base and then be like, oh, by the way, you're already paying a monthly fee. You can pay another monthly fee and you get more. And it's like, well, okay, but why don't you just make it like, instead of $10 for Crave, make it 15 a month and I get access. We meet in the middle here. Why do I have to fucking get in all of these demands?
I feel like I could talk about it, but like, I feel like I shouldn't because
maybe you shouldn't.
What are they
going to do? Turn off my internet?
Yeah,
they already do.
Like, I could think of reasons why it makes sense for them.
But no, there probably is a lot of reasons, and I'm just nitpicking it, and I'm just spoiled because obviously they have.
No, well, like, you look at Netflix, like, you pay your common fee and you get everything you want, right? So,
because totally Netflix doesn't have to answer to anyone.
Yeah.
Crave has to answer to people. So that's why I completely understand why they're doing it. Like, Netflix can do whatever the fuck they want because they just signed Will Smith to 15 years and he makes their 15 movies. Crave has to buy and license all this stuff. But yeah. But I do really like Crave, but that's the only way I can watch Game of Thrones.
Crave is awesome because I feel like they just have so much shit. Well, like Crave and HBO, they have so much shit that you just, at least at the beginning, I feel like Crave was the only one that had some of their shit, like Succession, Game of Thrones, all that stuff, whereas like all these hot shows that you could, Ballers is another one I was thinking. There's a bunch of those. So I feel like a lot of people are following now, but like just that HBO sponsorship was so huge. Like Westworld, I think, was there as well.
So. God, I love Westworld. Yeah. But with HBO Max, with doing this, I like this though, because I personally am not a big fan of going to movies right now. So I'm liking that I'm still getting the opportunity to see these movies. I would much rather this than they get delayed another 2 years and they hope.
So that brings up another question. Shit
figured out.
Like, is this going to stop post-COVID? Everyone has a vaccine. The world's come back down to earth. Everyone's healthy and happy. So do they stop doing this? Or is this just for the rest of our lives? It's going to also premiere online.
No, I could see it going more tiered. So I think it could be like a Chris Nolan movie that will get released in theaters. Like, he will fight hard for it to not be just a streaming select. So I think they could maybe... so maybe like a DC movie could get on theatrical and streaming, and then maybe like a spinoff show is purely streaming, or they could just do streaming purely for their spinoff TV series, which I know they're working on, and then movies or theaters.
But if you're I know some people are out there for the pure fact of making a good movie and you can win your Grammys because you're a good movie, but like if you're the Warner Brothers, and you're employing these directors, like, do you not want them on every possible avenue to make revenue? Like, will there not be like a push if somebody else is doing this, do we not have to do this? Because if you're not doing it, then you're missing out on like this massive initial box office revenue.
Yeah, I could see. I think it'll just pretty much come down to the directors and producers and the way they just want to see it. Cause I especially with now what you've just, I beforehand was always thinking, I don't think Chris Nolan likes this like streaming stuff. Cause he's never really putting stuff out direct. Like, I know Scorsese did The Irishman, and that was out on Netflix and theater. Was it out of theater? Or was it just pure Netflix? I can't really remember.
That's funny. I feel like I just came out on Netflix, but I could be completely wrong there. I don't know.
So that might have just been a streaming thing, but I could see a lot of directors kind of be more snobs about it. And a lot of I forget what streaming, it might be Crave. I might just talk shit about Crave, but they do have it. They have the Sundance category, and that's just like from movies that just directly go to Sundance for like the artsy nominations, and then they just put them out on streaming service because they know they're not going to get a big box office thing. Yeah. But yeah, I think it'll. I think eventually everything will come to streaming. So I think it is only inevitable. But I think we're going to have this weird transition period where it'll be half and half, and it'll come down to more of a what the filmmakers and the producers want to do, which is going to be weird.
Yeah. Eventually, I mean, that makes sense.
They'll throw a bunch of money.
It makes sense. I think we all agree that we want to have still be able to go to the movies if we want to, but just makes sense from like a revenue perspective that you're also going to have that online avenue because you can maximize your audience base and you're not restricted. Because who knows how long people will be scared to go and be close to people, right? Even if there's a vaccine, people might still not want to be in close contact with people.
I don't know if I'll go to the movies for like 2 years.
Exactly. So that it just, this could be, and when you get onto the fact that it's been like that for 2 years, is a long period of time. Once you get to the top of that mountain, you don't really want to go back anymore. You're just going forward. So if it's, like you said, it's 2 years till we're back to this, this normal that we can hardly remember right now, then I can't see people like trekking back to home base. They're going to keep trekking forward. So we'll see. But that was a good conversation. I think we both had like kind of some similar opinions, but also differing opinions on that. So that's a good talk on kind of HBO Max, getting those premieres. And I'm curious to see, I'm sure we'll talk about it over the next couple of weeks, if more movie companies hop on that. And honestly, like I just saw that one highlight, maybe more have already, but we'll save that for another day and we'll go on to
I love the movies that they've announced. I'm glad these aren't getting delayed anymore, man.
Exactly, exactly.
I just want to see Dune. I want to see Space Jam. I want to see fucking, I even want to see Suicide Squad. I love The Matrix.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it'll be good for sure. Finished.
Yeah, no, I hope so. I'm down for this rather than delays, but I really don't want to see movies, theaters go away. I don't want to see the streaming sites. I don't want to see the 30 streaming sites win.
Yeah, for sure.
For the bad
guys. And it will bring like millions and millions of dollars to all these companies if they go online. Speaking of $1 million, our last topic of the day is David Chang winning $1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Pretty epic way to win. I'm pretty sure he called a friend during his final question, if I'm not mistaken. I didn't watch the episode. I just thought it was something
cool.
Oh,
he did do that.
He did, yeah. And it was like some obscure question that I saw, like, looked like no one would ever get it. And I don't know who he called, but it was just like pegged it on the last. Apparently, I was watching a video. I think
It was the first president to be electrocuted.
Was it really?
It was something like that. Yeah. And it was like Andrew Jackson, Frederick Douglass, Ulysses S. Grant, some other dude.
And apparently he's like a degenerate gambler, right? And he's like,
yeah,
I just love going to Vegas and gambling. And he's like, I couldn't say no to the $1 million. So I mean, you said he donated it to charity, right? What charity was that?
Was it the hospital workers? Sure. It was frontline workers or something like that. I'm pretty sure, from what I remember.
I mean, regardless, he donated his $1 million to a good cause, which is great to see. I actually like the Celebrity Family Feud, not Family Feud. That is also good, but Celebrity Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, because it's a good show and you kind of see some humility from these celebrities because some of them have like no idea what's going on. Like I know Nikki Glaser, I don't know if she called a friend, but she answered. And like the whole time she talked about like knowing this answer. And then she said the answer and was like, final answer. And it was completely not what she wanted to say. So like they went into commercial, like she was almost crying. Jimmy was like, what is going on here? Because she said not what she meant to say. They came back from a commercial and because it was like for charity and it wasn't like it's not a series of a competition. They were like, all right, we're going to give you like a chance at redemption, but that's so fucking embarrassing. Like she wanted to just crawl up in a ball and not go back on TV. But I actually like when the celebrity's on there. I don't know how real it is.
If it's
all getting donated anyways, like there's not that much.
It'd be funny if they were like a stickler for it. It's like, oh, sorry, you got that wrong. You're done.
They go out on the first question every time.
Looks like the corporation keeps the million.
Yeah. Oh, that I thought I really like those type of shows because I like I'm pretty stupid in regards to trivia, but I like watching trivia because even if I get 10 wrong, if I get one right, I'm like,
oh, it's such a high
top of the world. Yeah,
I'm so bad. I think I'm good at trivia, but I would suck in that form because I would crack immediately. I would forget every answer. I forget the question every time. I would need that rehearsed. I would fall. I would suck. That's
too another much. Another hilarious one was Jane Fonda was on it. You know Jane Fonda?
Yeah,
obviously. I'm aware. She was on it, and she was just like Jimmy was like saying the questions, and he'd get like a third the way through the question, and she'd be like, "Red wine, final answer." Like, he wouldn't even finish it. So it was just, like, completely throwing off the whole flow of the show. You know how he, like, reads through all the answers, takes his time, then she answers and kind of deliberates. Like, she was just, like, saying the answer right away and not deliberating it at all. If she knew it, it was actually pretty epic.
That's funny.
But, I don't think she won in the end. Spoiler. But, but it was, like, so quick. They were probably scrambling to find somebody else to go on next.
Yeah, I've always wondered that. Like, what if they have a time slap prep? This guy's like, oh yeah, we'll think you'll get the finals, and he's just out like first round.
How many people do they have? Because usually they only have two people per episode. But what if like two people fuck up on the first question?
I remember Deal or No Deal always had like five people in the reserves.
Yeah,
because like they were worried some people would just panic and take the first deal, when the first show first started.
I mean, I'm pretty conservative person. I probably would.
It's like $300 for more than I came with.
All right. I just wanted to pop that in the end. Good news story at the end. A celebrity giving back to you, something that's pretty pertinent calls right now. Jackie, you got anything? I know we've actually been talking quite a long time on this podcast today. I think this might be getting closer. We're really pushing over an hour today. You got anything last minute comments to add?
Nope. Just end this.
Hopefully people are still with us here. We had a bunch of great topics today. We went over who we thought could be on the Canadian $5 bill. We'd love to hear your comments as well on our Instagram post. We went over the top YouTube videos in Canada. We delved into the boxing, this new boxing trend of having the Pauls fight some pretty heralded boxers. We talked about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and we talked about HBO Max getting some premieres. Thanks to everyone for listening with us on The Rocks, and tune in for next week for another podcast. Thanks to everyone. Take it easy. Peace.